and told Jesus all that they had done. At that same hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, or who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Then, turning to the disciples, Jesus said to them privately, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's readings give us a little school, a little reflection on what it is to be a child of God. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. Jesus isn't praising a lack of intelligence, because intelligence and wisdom are gifts from God. But what he's praising is this childlike trust, this awareness that just like a little child trusts their parents just completely, they trust them. We should be like that with our loving Father, who loves us and cares for us, who reveals all he wants to speak to his beloved children when we come to him, trusting. And we make the distinction, we want to be childlike, but not childish. Not childish in the bad sense of that term, of immaturity and selfishness and impulsive preoccupation with one's own desires. But childlike in the positive sense of trust. Total trust. They know their parents love them. They know their parents want what's good for them. Where they can just feel safe, nestled in their father or their mother's arms. That's what God wants to be like with us. He wants to really let you be embraced by his love. And there he wants to speak truth. There he wants to give you peace, to help you carry your burdens, to give you light to understand how to navigate the things that are weighing on you right now. This is important for us, because as we prepare to receive the infant Jesus, we are invited to be, in a holy sense, childlike. Children of God, trusting in their loving Father. That's the secret to happiness in this life. That's the secret to true peace. What else does a child of God do, aside from that childlike dependence on our loving Father? Well, we create peace and unity. Not only do the Beatitudes say that those who are peacemakers are called children of God, but in the first reading we have this apparently enigmatic part of Isaiah. And we hear, the cow and the bear shall graze, the lion shall eat straw like the ox, this little child is going to play around the snakes, and no one's going to get hurt. That's what this is saying, and it's a metaphorical image of peace among nations and among families, among individuals. And the idea is that when Jesus comes, the Messiah will inaugurate peace. And so, a child of God who trusts also seeks to bring others into that trust, into that unity, and that love, and that peace. And so we ask that the Holy Spirit will give us hearts courageous enough to abandon ourselves into God's loving arms. Not that we, of course, stop doing the things we need to do. It's like St. Augustine says, pray like it all depends on God, but work like it all depends on you. So know that God's going to take care of you, but as you rest in that sure knowledge of his care, you are called to do your part too. We're childlike and not childish. So in order to prepare ourselves for the great coming of Christ at Christmas, let us become like children, trusting with a deep joy, with all the warmth and affection of a child towards their parents, knowing that our loving Father wants to speak to us, wants us to draw close to us, wants us to hear, because we want to hear God speak to us so that we can have His wisdom, His intelligence, and His peace in our lives.